Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and I've got a feed drop for you of something that I just did for the patrons of Rob as a Podcast. I've got a brand new show that's coming out in our patron podcast feed that it is called The Patron Rehappy Hour, and it is going to be a brand new show that I will do for setting up an hour each week when I can go ahead and take questions from the patrons on our Facebook page and on our Discord, where people are going to be able to call in like we used to do back on Clubhouse and on Twitter Spaces, and people can call in and ask their questions and talk with me each week. Plus, I'll answer questions from the patron Discord as well. And I thought it was a great spot to be able to talk more with the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. If you like what you heard about the Patron Happy Hour, you can see more when you become a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. Get access to the greatest reality TV community in the world and our patron podcast feed and access to our Discord and Facebook communities. That's all at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Enjoy the feed drop of the first episode of the brand new Patron Happy Hour. Coming to you live across multiple platforms, it's the brand new Patron Happy Hour. And now here is the guy who's ready to start off a brand new patron adventure, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to, or welcome in for the very first time to a brand new patron show. It's a weekly check-in with the patrons that we are going to do. If you missed it last week, we had PatronCast number 100. And on that podcast, I had said I thought the PatronCast had a good run, but I felt like the 3-hour, 4-hour, sometimes longer version of the PatronCast, I felt like was not really doing the trick for people to A, call in, B, listen, or C, fit in with my schedule. I thought, what if we broke that up and did an hour a week where people can call in and I can touch base with the patrons? We could talk about whatever you want. So we are here across the patron community here tonight for the very first time here on Tuesday night, November 22nd, a historic day where we are going to be able to hear from people both on Facebook and in our patron Discord. And I think the Discord is maybe about to have a moment because we don't know what's going to happen with Twitter, if Survivor Twitter, Big Brother Twitter is going to be gone. Luckily, we have our Facebook group. We have the Discord where people are able to chat as much as they want. And we've got a nice audience with us across both platforms. And so we are on a Discord stage, which is a little bit like one of my old favorites, the Clubhouse, which is a little bit like the Twitter Spaces, which may or may not be here for a long time, but it was here for a good time. And so we are able to hear from people there and also take your questions here in the chat. So a lot of stuff going on here as we get ready for another Survivor Wednesday. I am very excited about the back half of this Survivor season now at the final eight, because I am hoping that most of the twisty weirdness of Survivor, especially in the new era, may be behind us. Is that possible? Where we maybe have the prospect of, unless Survivor wants to screw it up, a final eight, a final seven, a final six, and a final five. I feel like that we have not in the last couple seasons had like this much of a stretch of pure Survivor. We had the do or die in there at the final seven, really throwing a monkey wrench into things. And so we'll see if we might have four votes in a row. I mean, yeah, Apom on Discord says if we could only get rid of the final four fire making twists too, that would be something. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay. So let me show you how this is going to work. Okay. So I can go ahead and I see we have a hand up on the Discord stage, and Ariel is here, and let me go ahead and hit allowed to speak, okay? And we can check in with our old friend, Ariel, how are you?
I am great. You're hearing me okay?
We hear you perfect. Okay, Ariel, I know you are a Clubhouse veteran. Okay. Well, Ariel, what's going on?
I know. And on the first patron cast, I didn't realize I was
a pioneer.
Kicking off. Yes. Yes. One of those. And whenever I'm allowed to speak, that's always a good thing in my book.
Yeah.
My question
is
about, since we're talking about all these new platforms, Mastodon.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you've explored it at all.
Yeah.
So, I played a little bit.
Okay. Maybe, Ariel, you have a little bit more insight into Mastodon? Because I did make an account on Mastodon, but I got to be honest, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing on Mastodon. And honestly, I tried for 2 weeks to make an account and it kept saying you need to be on a local server. I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, it is confusing. And what I've learned is that it's individual kind of federated servers. Servers are also called instances. And the idea of it is that it's not the whole kind of integrated network is not owned by an entity.
Mm-hmm.
That these different instances,
it's like the Green Bay Packers,
are owned by different. Exactly like that. Sure.
Yeah.
and that each of the different instances, my understanding is that they focus on different types of topics. So it does. It's confusing to try to figure out what instance is going to work for you.
Yeah.
You can join multiple. I'm kind of flubbing my way through it also. I have found, and really the only people that I'm connected to are, other people I've experimented with on other platforms, which are my RHAP friends.
Yep. Ariel, are you believing in Mastodon?
Yeah,
do you believe in Mastodon?
Am I believing in it?
Believing in it.
Believing in it. I believe it exists.
Yes. that's important.
But
you might not be able to say the same about Twitter for too long.
True. And I think it's interesting to explore new platforms. I definitely, that is something that I've enjoyed ever since starting listening to you back in the Meerkat and other Blab and other platforms that have come and gone. There's a feed, sort of like Twitter.
Yep.
They call them toots instead of tweets.
Toots?
You boost toots.
T-O-O-T-S?
Correct.
That's terrible.
Yes.
That's sounds like a parody.
Yeah.
Social media account.
Yeah, toots.
Are we sure
of
that
tweets,
Elon Musk isn't behind Mastodon also?
I think that they're doing everything in their power to make sure the likes of Elon are absolutely not part of it, which is why it's not centralized. Instead of retweeting, it's called boosting.
Okay.
And that's about as far as I've gone.
Okay. I'm not a big believer in Mastodon. I'm selling Mastodon. I don't think Mastodon's going to be the thing.
I guess we'll see. It's always interesting to explore. But all right, you have weighed in.
So I've weighed in on it. I don't even know why. What would they call it, Mastodon? It's we're the new Twitter. What do you want to be, like a Twitter? It's these little hummingbirds, like little tweets that are out there. Let's be a big prehistoric elephant.
Yes.
That's the image that we want to get out there. A prehistoric, extinct, slow elephant with hair and horns.
Yeah, there's nothing that says let's move into the future and be agile and adaptable than a huge pachyderm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pachyderm is a great word for what that mastodon is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then when they're calling it a toot also, Ariel, come on.
It is a little silly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Okay.
But who knows? I don't, like you say, we don't know if Twitter's going to be here or not.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I'm seeing some people feel like that it's going to be here. You know, on Thursday night, it was basically sort of like Twitter's funeral. Everybody's like, oh, I guess Twitter's going to get turned off. But I don't know. It's still there.
I don't know if it's so much, I mean, whether it gets turned off or not. Mm-hmm. I think that the other part of this is what type of content are people going to start seeing in discourse again? And is it going to be not palatable and people just don't want to be a part of that ecosystem? Yeah. I think that's another part of it.
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet where people, it's gotten pretty unpalatable and I feel like that not that many people left.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Okay. Well, so, this is fun.
I don't know.
All
right. Well Ariel, please.
On here.
You're on the front lines of these things. I feel like that you are tapped in to all of the professionals that are out there. I feel like when the next thing happens, I feel like you're going to know.
Yeah, I'll know. And whenever you want to get on LinkedIn, I'm there for you.
Okay. Maybe LinkedIn. Maybe we're all going to get on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is very different than it once was. And there's an audio component, live stream audio component mm-hmm. there too now that the crew, my LinkedIn, ladies of LinkedIn that I became part of this international Ooh. Crew.
I like the alliteration.
This is pretty good.
Yeah.
So we get about 100 people in the audience mm-hmm. these days.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Whenever.
All right. Well, Ariel, keep us posted. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we can grab people from the Discord stage. Or also, we could take people on the StreamYard. If you're watching us on Facebook, we can take you here as well. And like the old school Facebook Friday. And what I am able to do here by way of my mixer is that if you're talking to me on StreamYard, if you're watching me on StreamYard, you can hear what people are saying on Discord. And vice versa. So it's a nice way to be able to cross the streams, which some say you shouldn't do. They say it's not recommended. Don't ever cross the streams, but sometimes you have to. I saw that there was a question for me in the Discord chat about, Rob, what is your go-to happy hour / happy hour drink? Now, many of you out there know I am not the biggest drinker in the world these days. Maybe once upon a time. Once upon a time, I used to be able to hold my own. I could do decently at a certain point in my life that is long passed me by. I feel like a beer is probably what I would go to now. Probably my favorite beer is Amstel Light. I really like that. But if I'm someplace and they don't have that, and I feel like a lot of times people don't have that. Miller Lite is pretty good for me. I'm a big fan of Miller Lite as well. I feel like that's of the Coors Light, Bud Light. I feel like that's my favorite of those types of beers. I had said that I was going to discuss, we came up with a name. We kicked around a lot of different names for this type of podcast, what it was going to be about. And the one we were kicking around was the Rahap Chat, which is also a name that already has gotten some use over in the Facebook groups. We have our main Rob is a Podcast Facebook group coming up on almost 10 years of that Facebook group existing. It's going to be having its 9th birthday coming up in January. But Rahap Chat is the off-topic group. But I kind of felt like that was pretty good. And then we were kicking around some other last minute names. What do we call this? And now we ended up calling it the Rahappy Hour for a couple different reasons. One, the ideal runtime of these is going to be an hour. We're going to schedule an hour, okay, this day, an hour this day, an hour this day. And we'll be able to move it around to figure out what times are good for different people to listen. And then also, we're going to talk about RHAP things. Now, longtime listeners know that there once was a podcast called the Reality TV Rahappy Hour with Jordan Parhar, who for, and I'm going to have to just like reset all of this because there's a lot of people that are new. Jordan Parhar was a great guy. He still is. He was on Big Brother Canada 3. In fact, he was somebody that I even spoke with in casting. Once upon a time, pre-Patreon, when I was really trying to figure out, how do I make a dollar doing this? You know, probably around 2012, I started a little bit of a side hustle of I was going to start doing coaching for people who wanted to make their video to be on reality TV. And so Jordan, I think, was one of the 10 people that I spoke to and went and did a casting session to try to help get him on a reality TV. And so he ultimately got onto Big Brother Canada 3 and was, you know, very memorable. Memorable run on reality, Big Brother Canada 3. Often would shout out the podcast during his time there. And then when he came off of the show, I said, Jordan, you should be a podcaster. You should podcast about Big Brother and you know, talk about all things Big Brother. And really, the LFC was also something that was only launched during Big Brother Canada 3. And so I talked to Jordan, and he started podcasting, and his podcast was on Friday afternoons. We tried to figure out a good spot for him to podcast. And I think it must have been during BB17 that he was doing the podcast. And what is it? It's always like 2 years behind. It's 17 or 18. And so he was podcasting on Friday afternoon. And because it was Friday afternoon, I said, you know, I think, what about the happy hour? Is that, I mean, it's because it was a Friday afternoon podcast. And that really became the beginning of a thing where then Jordan started to, you know, he had like guests on, did a lot of different podcasts, not just about Big Brother, but what really started to happen was that he would go on with the LFC and started to do a lot of like off-season Big Brother podcasts. And that was really what a lot of the reality TV happy hour, I think there's a lot of fond memories that people have of Jordan with the LFC at that time and doing a bunch of off-season shows. And Jordan, you know, podcasted about Big Brother, Big Brother Canada. He did some Survivor stuff. I think he was the first person to do a 90 Day Fiance podcast with Haley Strong on the network. He podcasted about the OC for like 5 hours with Eric Stein, did a bunch of interviews with people. I think he got over 100 shows. I think he had like 100 shows. But, you know, ultimately, this podcast thing, it can be, you know, a strain on us all. And ultimately, he wanted to get out the game. And he retired from podcasting, I think, at the end of Big Brother Canada 5, I think. And at that point in time, really, it very much opened the door for Taryn to be like the chief Big Brother correspondent on the network. And really, so we lost Jordan, who is a great guy, but it really did also like pave the way for Taryn to have such a big role on the network. And then Taryn really kind of became the person who was like at the head of all of these Big Brother panels and all these Big Brother discussions that were being had on the network. So it's a little bit of like the evolution of the Big Brother podcast here on RHAP. So Jordan, I don't think he's going to mind if we repurpose the name. It's a patron-only podcast. It's too good of a name to leave lay dormant. And so it's a reboot of the patron happy hour. So to Jordan, wherever he is, and I think he's doing great based on like what I see on social media, then we'll raise a glass and toast to Jordan. Okay. So Liv says, without Jordan, there's no Taryn. I mean, Taryn was here with Jordan. But, you know, Taryn really became the person who was like the, you know, the head guy of all of the, you know, Big Brother podcasting that was going on, and sort of the leader of all these roundtables that go on the network. And so that was, you know, I'm trying to remember exactly what year that was. It all kind of blends together a little bit at this point. Okay. So let me see. Do we have another hand up? Let's see. Oh, who's here? Okay. Josh, go Lakers, is here. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's talk to...
Hey, how's it going, Rob?
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good. This is Josh Lemer.
Yes, of course. The go Lakers. Yes.
Yes. Hey, Rob. I was just, I was really excited to hear you and Josh, get back on the Game of Thrones bandwagon, this year. Spoiler alert, I guess, for the end of the last one, but I was just wondering if you have discussed with him what your plans are for your future podcast with him. Because I know you announced something, but it doesn't sound like you have much of a plan yet.
No, not much of a plan. We did record a podcast this morning, so everybody knows we struggle with the names of podcasts sometimes, but some version of Rob and Josh Are Watching TV is greenlit. And so Josh Wigler and I are going to get back together. It's looking like on Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, one morning midweek to talk about a show or thing that's going on. And we did the Throner Awards last week, and it's been nice to get back to podcasting with Josh. So I talked with Josh this morning about my reactions to the Walking Dead finale. And we are going to just like pick out, you know, something that's on and talk about it. You know, hopefully it's something that is not already being covered in the greater RHAP post-show recaps universe. And it'll give us a chance to just talk about a catch-all type thing. Yeah. Navi says, will it be similar to most shows recapped? I think it definitely is of that vibe of like, hey, here's a thing that's on. We're going to take a look at it and talk about that and talk about some of the other like TV entertainment headlines of the day.
That'll be fun. Are there any other shows that you're watching that are
scripted? Yeah.
These days? Yeah.
So I'm watching The White Lotus. That's the big one. And I think other than that, I don't think there's anything else of note that I'm watching that's a scripted show right now. Do you have a recommendation?
I don't know if you're the biggest Star Wars guy, but Andor has been the best.
I hear that Andor has been good.
Mile.
Yeah. The issue for me with Andor is, you know, I really love to watch the Star Wars shows with my kids. And from what I've heard, it is not super like family friendly.
I mean, it's not R rated, but, it deals with like, you know, philosophical themes about political things in a better way than the prequels did. Cause I know they tried to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, like I feel like
always work.
Baby Yoda was doing a lot of work in The Mandalorian.
probably more so than bar fights and whatever he was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot more talking on Andor and a lot more stuff. So yeah, I don't know if it's for kids.
Yeah,
but I mean, it is like way better written than any of the other Star Wars. I mean, no shade to Mando because it's like kind of aiming pretty low, but the other ones were a little disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know
what the hell Boba Fett was doing.
No, nobody liked Boba Fett. You know, that was like a backdoor like pilot for more Mando, which was fine in the end. But even like Obi-Wan Kenobi, I felt like was a little hit or miss.
Yeah, that was a little contrived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but Andor really was like, oh wow, like they actually can have good writing in these shows. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see you pop in every once in a while for another post-show recaps thing every once in a while. I think a lot of times you're at your best if you're able to, like, rant about, like, a fictional character that you hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, going back to, like, the Ollie rants and whatnot. Because I think with reality TV, you're not given that luxury. They're going to listen to it, and they're real.
Yeah.
But
once upon a time,
about a fictional character,
sort of, yeah, we were, I think we could do that. But now the podcast is sort of, like, it's in a weird place where, you know, like, everybody is, like, connected. And so, like, the real people are out there. Like, it used to be, you know, you could talk about reality TV and it wasn't like that they were actually real people. Like, they were, you know, they were really on TV. They were real people. But, like, you didn't have any way of contacting them and they didn't have any way of contacting you. And they didn't know what you were saying and it was fine.
Yeah, and then you say, like, 100 nice things about Tyler for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that he doesn't like. And,
yeah, we don't need to get into that. I'll revisit all of that. But yeah, look, but fake people don't get mad, but then sometimes the actors do.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you ever get contacted by the guy who plays Ollie?
No, not yet.
I know Hodor. I know Hodor has been in touch with some of the mm-hmm. ESR people.
Mm-hmm.
But they only had glowing things to say about Hodor. But I think you're good on that front.
Okay. All right. So. Well, Josh, always good to catch up. You know what I did watch on Nothing But Netflix was Chappelle and I watched Slumberland, and I was totally ready to come on the podcast and dunk on it and make fun of how stupid it was. And then I earnestly loved Slumberland.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I saw that pop up yesterday when I was scrolling. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the heck is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so, more of a family movie than like an actual, like, oh my God, this is like an Oscar award-winning picture. But I really thought that it was going to be so stupid and I couldn't wait to make fun of it. And then I really came away from it and I was getting very choked up.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you never know. You never know what it'll do. All right, Rob, have a great
okay.
Rest of your
all right, take care, Josh.
Night, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. Have a good one. Bye. Okay. Bye. All right. So we can take your questions and also take people from a StreamYard. I know that Sam wanted to come on, of course. Sam Moore, production coordinator extraordinaire behind the scenes at Rob is a Podcast. Okay, Sam, what did you wanted to give a rundown about the schedule. What do you want to run down?
Oh, no, I was going to say, if you want to say, like, who's on Know-It-Alls this week, because we got the surprise guest there, mm-hmm. and also some funkiness with the Thanksgiving holiday. So, okay. Figure, just let the people all know right. What we have going on.
Okay, well, I can do that. I mean, yeah, I thought there was something that you knew that I didn't know.
No.
Okay.
I'd be pretty bad at my job if it was like, Rob, we have a big podcast on Thursday now that you don't know about, and I surprised you.
Here. Yeah, I thought it was more something of, like, patron events or something like that.
No, not at this time. We definitely do want to get back to planning some patron events, though. So
yeah,
put a pin in that one for a couple weeks.
No, you know what I really thought? I thought you were going to talk about, like, the schedule of what was announced at Netflix today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could talk about that. You want to?
Well, you know it better than me. So tell me what you know, and then I'll react to it.
Well, so the of new reality shows coming to Netflix, we have The Circle premiering on December 28th.
Yeah. Well, I had said that I thought that would be a good time for Netflix to drop The Circle. I think it came up on the Patreon cast. I think I was talking with.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that patron Nick called in and was asking about that. Not Daddy Nick from The Circle season 3. And we were talking about what was going on with when do you think that Netflix should drop The Circle? And I said, well, if they were smart, and I guess they might be, that they should release it. I said that the original Circle season was dropped on January 1st, 2020, which in hindsight, maybe that got the whole thing going in the wrong direction. January 1st, 2020 was the premiere of The Circle season 1. And I felt like that was the ideal spot to drop it because there's not a lot of other reality TV around that time. And I felt like that The Circle season 4 kind of came and went. Nobody really paid too much attention to it other than the Spice Girls were involved. But that seemed like a good spot to do that. The other big news I saw that was there are going to be Big Brother seasons on Netflix.
And do you know which two they are?
Yeah, I saw today Big Brother 10 and Big Brother 14.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We've never talked about Big Brother 10 on the podcast before, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know necessarily like what to do with that. I mean, there's also that suddenly there's like a lot of Amazing Race on Netflix also.
Isn't 31 the reality star season?
I'm not sure that I was looking at the thing and then it scrolled up a little bit. So yeah, so it's are they taking away the two seasons of Amazing Race that are already on Netflix or are they just adding more?
I think just adding. I mean, those two seasons just went on. They took like the Survivor spot is how I kind of took it when they took off Mike Renesia and David versus Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
I thought like, okay, we'll put another two CBS seasons in. Yeah. That was Amazing Race, but now they're
so
all in.
17 is before my time on the Amazing Race. And then 31 is the all reality star edition.
Red Wings in the chat is confirming that one.
Of the Amazing Race. So interesting of what's going on here with Netflix. Also, we just found out that the Amazing Race has now all been added to Paramount Plus as well, which for a very long time, that the only way to watch the Amazing Race was to, like, to get the DVDs or there were seasons on Hulu. But now it was very weird that all the Amazing Race seasons weren't already on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of them were on Hulu back at the end of 2020. I remember binging a lot of them, and then I fell out around like 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was an all-star season after that. I'm like, okay, I got it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's coming up. So let me get back together with Taryn. I'll got to catch up with him and see how he's feeling about the Circle coverage. And maybe we could do a little bit more robust Circle coverage. Also, did they say that Too Hot to Handle also is coming back?
Oh, right. I keep forgetting. Yeah, that's back in like a week or two.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about
that. Now, why didn't that make the cut for the new on Netflix graphic?
I don't know. I feel like Mike Bloom put out this graphic. Mm-hmm. I saw him post it at least in the Facebook group. So maybe our problem's with Mike Bloom and not Netflix.
Also, that interestingly, Love Island USA season 3 is also coming to Netflix, which you can go back and listen to. And check out a bunch of the people that were on the Challenge USA.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think we're getting another Challenge USA next summer?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
We are so like not tapped in. All I can say is I have not heard people like in the Survivor. My sources have not been telling me about people being contacted for that, but maybe. Right. Either they have not started doing it or if they are, I have not heard about it, but it doesn't sound like that is a decision that has been made. The other thing that was announced, Tough as Nails is going to be back on CBS coming up in January. Survivor is going to kick off on March 1st. And so we'll have a little bit of a gap in January and February looking for stuff to cover if people out there have ideas for us to talk about. Coming up tomorrow, we will have a very busy day of podcasting where, of course, so many people know that The Real Love Boat has continued on as a podcast. We are hitting the home stretch of The Real Love Boat,
number one Love Boat podcast.
Still number one Love Boat podcast. It has moved to streaming. And so myself and Jenny Autumn and Kirsten McInnes are going to go ahead and be talking about that on Wednesday. Plus, I will have our Survivor podcast, No Steven, who is traveling. And I haven't announced this. I think I announced it on the Patreon 5 for 5 last night.
5 for 5.
But I will be joined by a very special know-it-all, somebody that we just saw in Washington, D.C. as friend of the podcast. Omer Zaheer will join us for our Survivor Know-It-Alls live coming up at 9:15 p.m. And then I will be doing a late night Amazing Race podcast with Jess and Mike coming up on Wednesday. So it'll be a busy night. Okay.
And then what are your podcasts on Thursday?
Nothing, because it's Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So yep. Just loading up on Wednesday.
Yep. So we're loading up on Wednesday. And then we will have our exit interviews for Survivor and The Amazing Race. Those are going to be shifting to Monday, as they always do, during the Thanksgiving week. So just wait a couple of days for our Amazing Race and Survivor exit interviews. Okay?
Yep. And then on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, you'll be able to watch. We're swapping it. Shannon and Gus will be on the feedback show, which is on Friday night, 6 p.m., mm-hmm. available to everyone. Saturday morning, coffee with Tiffany Seeley for mm-hmm. the recap. That's 11 a.m. Eastern.
Yep.
And that'll be available just to the patrons.
Okay. So that's what's coming up over the weekend. I see now here is a bigger post of what's coming out on yes. Netflix that Chris has shared.
Let's see, what do we got?
And that also includes the Too Hot to Handle Season 4. This is good for nothing but Netflix also.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be able to see, Emily in Paris, Season 3.
I think we kind of got to do it. I think we're getting to that point.
Do we have to do it? To me, it's just not a nothing but Netflix show.
Yeah. Oh, and another page.
Another page. Gosh. There's a lot of stuff coming to Netflix. Yeah. Is this new, these graphics that come out with the nothing but Netflix or the new on Netflix? Because I feel like that we should get those.
Yeah. What's The Masked Scammer?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a documentary.
It sounds like that's going to be a Netflix documentary about some sort of a crime that happened. Netflix post them on Facebook. Yeah. How do we get those? Can somebody be in charge? Can we be posting these into the Nothing But Netflix Discord?
Yeah. I think we have a Nothing But
Netflix, Sonic Prime is dropping on Netflix on December 16th. That one, see, that to me, I feel like is one that we may want to, you know, dip our toe in that water.
For sure.
But really, if it's serious, it's not good for nothing but Netflix.
Unless it's Slumberland and it's like the number one movie of all time.
If it's the number one movie, you know, I guess we can talk about it, but like, you know, if something is deserving of like a serious recap, like I feel like that nobody's coming to nothing but Netflix to hear Robin Chappelle break down Emily in Paris.
I think it would be an entertaining episode. Mm-hmm.
I get why. Do you watch that show?
I do not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just feel like it's a pretty dunkable show.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Sam.
Go ahead. Well, I wanted to also bring up Liv, who helps run some of our Discord stuff. And we kind of reorganized some stuff here. So, Liv, if you want to come on up.
Okay. Also, raise your hand. Let's get a couple more calls on here before we. This is going to be the first episode of the Patron Happy Hour, okay? Don't make me start yelling. All right.
Can I leave?
Okay.
Do you want to tell people about the new channel?
Well, hold on. See, I got okay. this, Sam. Okay. I'll host the podcast, okay? We're here with Liv, who, behind the scenes, is officially our top person on the Robinson Podcast Patron Discord, making sure everything runs smoothly and there's no problems. Liv, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Liv, how do you think this is going?
Really well.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Wish we had more hands. Oh, there, Corey. Do you want to take Corey?
We're talking to you right now. We'll talk to Corey. And so, all right, Liv, what do you want to let people know about what's going on in the Robinson Podcast Patron Discord?
So right now, basically just because the Happy Hour is going to be a different time each week, just to accommodate for more people, as soon as we get word of what time, day and time that will be, we'll create an event. And that you can sign up for if you look at the top of the sidebar. I know there's a lot of channels, but that's just because
we got a lot of shows,
want places to discuss certain things. We do, mm-hmm. And so the top part of the Discord sidebar is called Server Center, and that's kind of different from the rest of the sidebar. So there you can find places to like ask questions, resources. ways to get roles. So like you click little emotes and you get different roles that you can use to get notified. There's also an events section for Discord events and Patreon events. So the two things for the Happy Hour are the patron events. Every week we will post an event for that week's show. So if you sign up for the role under reaction roles, if you go to reaction roles and sign up for the stage events roles, you'll be notified for when that event gets posted every week.
Yeah.
So those are the, that's the main thing you should know is just to sign up for the Discord events role under reaction roles. And that's a little mask icon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be notified each week.
Okay. And then what was the other thing you wanted people to check out?
That's it.
Okay. What about the...
The rest of the Discord.
Yeah. What about the area where people can leave questions for me to talk about here on this show?
Oh, for you? Oh, okay. So we used to have a channel called Dear Rob.
Yes.
And we've renamed it...
Rehappy Hour.
The Rehappy Hour now.
Yes.
Yes. So that's where you can ask Rob questions throughout the week. And he will read from that during the next week's Rehappy Hour.
Okay. And let me dive in.
That is under...
Yeah. Rehappy Hour is there. Okay. So in Rehappy Hour, you can leave questions. And then I will... You know, I may not be great about answering them on Discord, but I am great at answering questions on the podcast. Okay. So let me read a couple. Okay. Chris wrote, Dear Rob, would you ever let Dominic or Anthony do a Survivor or Big Brother draft? Has the family ever considered doing their own? Dominic would certainly love to do a draft. He would be very into it. Anthony, I don't think would really understand the concept of it. I think we did do a draft in Survivor 41 where I had like nine of the people and he had nine of the people and it was like on an index card. He was very into it. So I would definitely let them do a draft, but we got to do that at the start of the season. Amy asked, Dear Rob, in light of you sharing your Blockbuster card, I wanted to share with you that the original video rental place my family went to was in Wantagh in the Cherrywood Shopping Center. I think it was like Zenith or something else with a Z because I can still picture the card. I remember it vividly. Because I had cousins who lived in Wantagh, and I too visited the Cherrywood video store many times. I do not know what it was called. Okay. And there's another question. Dear Rob, sister, you know, the people are clamoring to know what is your favorite kind of sandwich, respectively, Forvel et al. Okay. I don't know. I don't really have like exotic sandwich tastes. That I feel like that my favorite sandwich that I get comes from on Long Island when I go to the Ivorone Bakery. That is a chicken breast with mozzarella and red pepper and balsamic vinegar. And I think they call it the Godfather sandwich. Okay, how about that? Elizabeth also has, Dear Rob, please let us know what Nicole's reaction is to seeing how Jason Momoa looks in the film Slumberland. I'm sure we'll hear about it. Oh, the questions are rolling in. Shaman says, what advantage from the new era would you most want to find or have? I mean, I do think the knowledge is power would be the most fun to have. Right?
How many people would you tell?
No one. You wouldn't tell anybody. But it
doesn't seem what you do when you get knowledge is power.
But I think it would be like the most fun to be like the person who, like the Daniel Craig in Knives Out, to be able to stand up and say, like, Noel, do you have an advantage in this game? Like, what? What? How did you know? Like, aha! Like, I feel like that would be very fun to do. Too bad nobody's ever done it.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Knives Out, could I do a plug real quick?
Okay.
Yeah. As you know, we did Clue a couple weeks ago for a roll call, and the wonderful Phil T has edited it. It's now about a 30-minute version with confessionals.
Yes. Maybe explain what Roll Call is.
Sure. So Roll Call is the new series, web series that Grace Leader is running. Each month, Grace and a slew of RHAP podcasters will play different board games. Last month was Clue. We did Settlers of Catan. We did like the Game of Thrones game. So doing about once a month. And our new ideas, we're going to try editing down the game. Clue went, I think, about an hour 15. We got it down to about a half hour, and we could record confessionals and everything and make it one nice little neat package. So it's a lot of fun. Be sure to check that out. It's now on the YouTube page.
Okay. Next one is coming up Tuesday, right?
Next one on Tuesday. And we could tease it. It was teased at the end of the video, but we'll be playing Spyfall, which Ooh. Is like a party card game. So it should be a good time. I believe that'll be 8 p.m. on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Boy, we're getting a lot of questions now. Days Brady Pats. Boy, I like the days part.
Oh, no.
What are your top five must-haves for Thanksgiving dinner, especially since you're cooking this year? Okay, real quick. Turkey, cranberry sauce with the whole berries, okay? I'll say stuffing, pumpkin pie, and it's a must-have. They'll be annoyed if we don't have sweet potato, okay? And I'll say honorable mention gravy. Nobody else likes Thanksgiving at my house, okay? And why do I have to cook? Because that if I'm the only person that cares about it, I know I'm not going to be half-assing it, okay? All right? Let's see. APOM024, Rob, have you been following the Survivor AU cast drop so you can watch the season since it's on during the off-season? Yeah, when is the Australian Survivor season coming on?
I think it's early January.
Has it already been filmed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So early January, I believe, is...
I think that's an off-podcast conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. But I will definitely watch it and would love to, be involved if I could make that work. But I know Shannon does an incredible job of anchoring all of our coverage for the Australian Survivor. Okay. I know we had people with their hands up. Let's go back to a call. Okay. By the way, thank you, Liv, for all of the info. Let's say hello to Corey. Okay. Corey, are you there? Here is.
Sorry.
Hi, Corey. Corey, what's happening?
Now I can't hear you. One second.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to the next caller. I'll be back.
Okay. All right. Corey will be back. Let's say hello to Tommy. Okay. All right. Tommy's got this. All right. Tommy. Are you there? No, he's got this too. I have faith. One of these guys is going to be able to.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me now.
Yes. Tommy, what's happening?
Nothing. I just wanted to say hello.
Yeah.
I was on the last patron cast, so I wanted to be on the first happy hour. That's all.
You're here. I feel like you always have a bunch of questions for the podcast. What's going on?
I don't have really too many questions today, Rob. Just hanging out, mm-hmm. enjoying everybody. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
Glad to see Navi. I haven't seen Navi in a while, so I just wanted to say I saw her.
Yes.
So that was good to see
Fourth
her.
Fourth wheel Navi. Yes. It'd be great to have Navi back on Renap sometime. Find out if her boss still hates Robin Akiva.
Oh, Rob, I really liked Nicole's punch up to the Cessonino, whatever idea it was. What was it, Cessonino?
Yeah. Tommy, I didn't want to say it on the podcast. I don't think she's going to do that. I mean, I'll be psyched if she does, but I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, she was gung-ho about it until you mentioned it was a Renap idea.
I know, but I feel like what's going to happen is that, and we were talking about this on the Patreon 5 for 5 last night, of if Nicole is basically like what we did on Renap with the Wienicker, I hardly know her idea, where it would be Nicole versus like a couple of a podcast co-hosts, including Akiva, and maybe a listener of answering, how would I answer certain questions? And I feel like that if Nicole says like the answer is something, like I feel like I'm going to have to say, yes, that was right. That is what I said.
I don't know if you could pander to Nicole like that, Rob. Mm. You might get pissed.
Who's going to get pissed? You, Tommy? You're going to get pissed? Come on.
I would not get mad, Rob. I guess it'd be rather, you'd rather have us mad than Nicole mad, though.
Yeah, any day of the week, Tommy. Yeah. I don't need the podcast help. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but how bad you think Akiva would really do on that?
I do not think that listening is his greatest strength. So I suspect that he would not do particularly. He was trying to like get his way into hosting it and not actually playing, because I think even he knows that he would not do well.
I agree. I think you'd have to get your biggest fan. Who was that? That was Philippe, right? Philippe is the biggest fan?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we'll see.
I think he would have to be the listener, no?
Look, well, let's see who turns in, who wants to play. It's a tough spot to be in. To say you know all the answers, and then what if you don't? We'll see. We're still workshopping it.
How do you think Sam Moore would do?
Pretty well.
I think I'd be fine, but I will stay in the background, think I'll do well, and there'll be no proof that I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I always enjoy listening to Sam Moore. He doesn't feel like it, but he does really good, and I enjoy listening to when he's on stuff.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I enjoy my current role in RHAP.
Yeah, are you though. Saying that Sam should have a podcast, Tommy?
I think he should participate more in stuff.
Okay. All right. You heard it here first.
All right.
All right. Tommy, anything else?
That's it. I'm just going to try to figure out how to get out of here.
Okay. All right. Let me see if we can circle back to Corey, and then we'll start to wrap things up. Okay. I mean, the idea behind this also is that I want this to be something that people can actually listen to, as opposed to, I don't think anybody or that many people are ambitious enough to start a 4-hour and 37 minute patron cast when it hits their feed. And so I'd like to be able to give people something that is a little bit more digestible. Corey, are you there?
All right. Are we working now?
Yeah, you're good. Corey, how you been?
Perfect. I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. Corey, what's happening?
Not too much. Just getting ready for the holiday.
Nice.
Sorry about that jet loss on... The Giants were not much better, so we're both in the same boat.
Oh, the Giants should be writing a million thank you letters to Zach Wilson. Dear Zach Wilson, thank you for making nobody talk about our loss to the Lions at home.
So on that note,
sincerely, Brian Daboll. Yeah.
Do you think they should stick with him and just boost his confidence, or go for the whatever makes them the best team out there?
So I really don't know because I'm not in the locker room. I don't know what Zach Wilson's headspace is. Like part of me feels like, all right, just let him go back out there. And then if it's bad in the first half, you can pull the plug and go to Mike White or Joe Flacco. That being said, I just don't like, I'm worried that the kid is in over his head right now. I'm not out on Zach Wilson totally, but maybe he just needs like a breather to like sit and watch the game for a couple of weeks. And maybe, so it's hard to say without being in that locker room of, you know, what's going on. Like behind, like the offensive line's not as good, and Breece Hall was really like taking a lot of pressure off of him. And I think that the defenses are really like zoned in on Zach Wilson, which is a tough spot for him to be in. And so maybe he needs to come out and have a breather for a couple of weeks. I think that I probably would send him back out there. The Bears defense isn't what it was for the first half, and then have a short hook for the second half and go to either Mike White or Joe Flacco. I'd probably lean towards Mike White, but you don't know.
So on Mike White, his sister was actually a classmate of mine down here in Florida, yeah, which made for a wild, funny 3 weeks, and one teacher bribed with an autographed football.
Yes. Also, by the way, if people are like Survivor fans and don't know what I'm talking about, and like, wait, Mike White, not that Mike White.
Yeah, but you also have to remember Zach Wilson.
I'm a fan of all Mike White's. Yeah.
Second year, two coaches can't be easy on him. So we saw it with Daniel Jones, three coaches in 3 years and finally playing to what he has. So,
well, I mean, the coaches have, like, they brought in different quarterback coaches, but like all the offensive staff has been the same.
That's true.
Yeah. Saleh and Mike LaFleur have been there for both years, but they've had different like quarterback coaches.
And this usually just isn't the case when you're actually making a playoff push. So that in the mix also.
Right. I think that the organization desperately wants to make the playoffs, and I think they don't want to blow this to potentially, let Zach Wilson develop, which I think it is a fair question to ask if he is the guy or not. And when we have a chance to actually make the playoffs for the first time in 12 years, I think that that is probably the priority over Zach Wilson's development.
I would agree. I would tend to agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Corey, anything else going on?
That's all right now. I actually got to run as well. So you have a good night. Everyone be well.
All right, Corey, take care. Bye. Okay. All right.
Bye.
Cool. All right. Let me see if there's anything else from the chat to address, if anyone else has a hand up. Otherwise, let's start to wrap this up, okay? And I thought this was very fun. I am looking forward to doing it again. I love this format. I love being able to take calls. Everybody knows, like, from the Clubhouse days, from the Twitter spaces, that this is the kind of stuff I really love, just getting to talk to everybody and hear what's going on, be able to answer your questions. And so this is, I think, a really great way to be able to have a regular check-in with the patrons. Sam, thanks for helping with so much of setting this up.
No problem. And a big shout out to Liv and Puya for also helping through the tech to make sure this all worked. And I think it did. Made it an hour and everything worked.
All right. So I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for joining us here for the live presentation. We're probably looking at doing the next one of these. In a perfect world, I would love to do this a little bit later in the week, where I'm going to do the patron 5 for 5 at the start of these weeks, where I talk to Nicole. And then I would love to do some of these shows talking with the patrons later in the week, so I could catch some more of your Survivor questions, maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for when we're going to try to do a happy hour. I mean, it is the happy hour. Maybe that, Friday, maybe it could be a good like lead in to what we're going to do on the feedback show of, potentially even like sort of like, okay, that's a good question for the feedback show, and sort of like, just like priming the pump for the types of things we're going to talk about in the feedback show.
Yeah. I think we might be able to, we'll talk offline.
Sam's
like
wheels
that
are turning. Okay.
They
great.
Are. They are.
Okay, great. So it might be a great, and also it's like, hey, and if you didn't get your question on here, send it in for the feedback show. We'll talk about it there. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. We're going to wrap this up, and we'll be back with another happy hour coming up next week. If you're in the United States and you have Thanksgiving coming up, hope you have a great one. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.